Hello, and welcome to the Rooted in Reliability podcast, your plant performance podcast, where we dive deeper into asset management techniques and know-how. I'm your host, James Kovacevic, and I will be your guide to achieving industry best practice. The Rooted in Reliability podcast is here to provide you with the insights to improve plant performance and deliver bottom-line results to your organization. In case you missed the last episode, you can find the Rooted in Reliability podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and on the reliability.fm network. Don't forget to subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Now let's dive into today's topic. Here we are at the 2018 SMRP conference, broadcasting again. This time I'm welcoming Kevin Clark from Fluke. Welcome, Kevin.
Thanks, James.
So Kevin, what is your position at Fluke, and tell us a little bit about Fluke itself?
Okay. So my position is Vice President for Accelex. It's our platform for our technology, and most of that has to do with the connected reliability and how we tie all of our equipment together. Mm-hmm. And so Fluke, and I think probably most of the people listening knows Fluke, and Fluke is number one in the world for testing and measuring tools. So handheld tools, and then also our sensor line.
Yep.
For condition monitoring.
Excellent. So I heard you coined a term called working man's IIoT.
Yep.
Can you elaborate on that? Because when I think IIoT, I think of complicated,
yeah,
way above shop floor level, way above the typical technician out on the floor.
Yep. Yep. And that's typically what we get to. The reason the working man's IoT really came out was because most of the folks that really benefit from the IoT are on the plant floor, and they have no idea what the IoT really is, right? And so that's the goal of Fluke. We've been around for 70 years, and we've always dealt directly with the technicians on the plant floor and enriching, mm-hmm, their experience as employees on the plant floor.
Yep.
Whether it's checking the quality of a product or diagnosing a problem at the asset level,
yep,
that's who we work with, the working man. And so that working man in today's Accelex platform and the condition monitoring and all of those tools deal directly with that technician. And so we also coined some phrases like digital tool belt and digital toolbox, where we have tools that they carry with them or tools that they sit in their toolbox. Mm-hmm. Allows them to be more efficient, gives them the on-the-plant floor analytics, gives them the tools immediately when a problem happens that they can diagnose and come up with a solution.
Excellent. So that plays right into the vibration screening that I talked to some of your staff earlier about, mm-hmm, where we have the machine condition analyzer. That might not be the right term, but where operators or technicians can check vibration levels, machine health, get a red, yellow, orange, red, or green indicator, and from there, send it to the appropriate individuals for more deeper dive analysis, whatever the case is, but making sure that we can leverage the technology, the tools at the shop floor level, correct?
Yep. And I like to think of it as a social network, right? We're creating a social network for our technicians. So they're always the front line. So typically, a technician will get a call get a phone call. They might get a text message. They might get a pager, if anybody in this world still has a pager. But they might get notified somehow that a machine went down.
Yep.
And what we're trying to create is a social network for them that allows them to receive messages directly from the asset. So the asset itself can tell them, I'm not feeling well, I need some attention, and they can go directly to the problem. And in the meantime, all the other digital things, like potentially a work order, is, yep, being created for them as they're heading to the asset.
Excellent. And that's where Fluke Connect comes in, connecting the tools you have to eMain and a, yep, variety of other things, is so everything is integrated. It's, yep, in a single location. We can connect to it. We can look at it. If I go to eMain and click on an asset, I can see all that data you guys have from all the other devices.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what it does is it creates that rich experience.
Yes.
That they can be at an asset remotely and they can still see all the things that they would see and understand even if they were sitting at their bench at a computer.
Yeah, because one of the biggest things I hear is if I want to get an indication of asset health, I have to log into this vibration platform. I have to log into this ultrasound platform, this other platform, and the CMMS, and kind of juggle between the screens to figure out what's going on.
Right. Absolutely.
That's what Fluke Connect is there to solve.
Right.
I think that's vitally important for adoption. We want people to use the tools, but if they're not easy to use, they're not going to use them.
Right. I think that's important when it comes to talking about the working man. Because over the years, I've learned that if I try to change the way that they do their work, the way that they're most efficient to do that work, they're not going to buy it. They're not going to buy into the concept. They're not going to change the way they behave unless it makes sense and makes them more efficient, makes them better at what they do. They're not going to do it.
Yeah. So what type of tools do we have for the working man to deal with these condition monitoring activities and these other issues that we run into on the shop floor? I know you got the machine health analyzer, or machine condition analyzer. What else is there?
So we have Fluke Connect. We talked briefly about Fluke Connect, and what I like to say about Fluke Connect is it's a cloud. It's a big part of that social network that I'm talking about we're building. So it allows all that data to flow directly to Fluke Connect and completely accessible to the technicians, and then it becomes interactive. And not only is it a cloud that allows them to go and analyze that data, do something with that data, maybe diagnose an actual problem and create a solution, it allows them to also send it someplace else, right? And that could be behind the scenes. It could be just manually they send it someplace else. They can share that with other people. So let's say they're working on a problem.
Yep.
And they can't solve it themselves. They're not really sure what to do with what they've got in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
They can share that with someone else. And that other person can come back and say, yeah, I've seen this before. Here's what we need to do.
Okay.
Right. And that's, to me, that's where we're starting to bring people and assets together and being able to share that information.
Yep.
And then we also go to what's called Fluke Connect 2. And Fluke Connect 2 is mobility tying into the asset management system or the CMMS, which allows that technician to be completely mobile. So they have their work orders, they have their inventory, they have all their capabilities
yep.
at their fingertips. But what Connect 2 does that's unique to anything else in the world is the fact that Connect 2 also connects to the asset. And so it's going right to the control system, it's going right to the historians, it's tapping into the data that's accessible, real-time data that's
yep.
accessible. And then, so as critical alarms happen, and one of my most favorites, because I spent a lot of time in this industry, is that you can even send a signal that an e-stop has been hit on an asset. I think one of the biggest complaints a technician will have is that many times the e-stop has been hit a dozen times before the technician finally gets to the asset and the original problem is already gone.
Yep.
Right. So now we're able to send that to the technician, automatically notifying them. Basically, it's a critical alarm
yep.
telling them we got a problem at the asset, and they can go immediately there. They can create a work order based on that critical alarm that is automatically sent to whatever EAM they have and full cycle.
Yeah, so you can set up complex triggers to trigger these alarms
yep.
that may show up as a work notification, a work order, something
yep.
like that. So the technician, going back to the working man's IoT, is getting the request. But
directly.
We've done all the analysis in the background that says, okay, something's going on. Here's the parameters. Here's what we might be the problem.
Right.
So he doesn't see all that technical stuff that he doesn't care about in the back.
Right.
He's just getting his readings, and then he's getting the results out the front end.
He sees what he needs. And so the other thing to think about, too, is that we have the capability built in that we can filter and we can set up parameters before any critical alarm is just sent, because we could legitimately have a machine that sends out hundreds of critical alarms a day.
Yes.
And we have to filter out which ones actually are meaningful mm-hmm. to the technician. And so we have all those capabilities already built in. So they're only receiving what they really need. And then within that notification is all the information that comes with it. So anything that's in that control system or in that historian, we can send all that with it. So within the body of the work order, all that information is there. So they've already got a very good idea of what they're up against before they even yeah. get to the asset.
And I think that's critical, the ability to filter there. Because if we send them stuff all the time,
yep.
pretty soon they're going to become
a blind,
Exactly.
They'll be blind to it.
Yep. Exactly. It won't trigger anything. They won't care. They'll ignore it all. And that's one of the worst things we can do is overload them so they get to that state.
We want them to the point where if they're receiving a notification from the asset, it's always important.
Yes.
Right.
This podcast is brought to you by Iridicio. Be sure to check out iridicio.com for a free copy of their ebook, A Smarter Way of Preventative Maintenance. This ebook will allow you to review your current maintenance program and eliminate the non-value-added work you're doing, which is most likely causing you more downtime than it is preventing. www.iridicio.com.
Now, with all this connected systems you have, the connected tools, I got to ask the question. What are you doing for machine learning, AI in the background? Are you thinking of doing that, or are you already doing it?
Yeah. So in the next couple of weeks, of course, we're having our conference in Sanibel, Florida in a few weeks, and we will be demonstrating our artificial intelligence solution. Excellent. It will not be officially on the market at that time, but it's going to include dashboards that will be able to show patterns that are being created by data types, and that's connecting to things like Fluke Connect. So all that data is coming in is connecting to your eMaint system, and it has the potential to connect to any other system as well. So we can bring all that data together, asset specific, and it's watching for patterns and behavior and faults and failures and the number of work orders that we're generating for that particular asset, the type of work orders and failure modes and everything else. It's watching for all those types of patterns that's going to give you some really cool feedback. I always think I kind of got an asset figured out, and then you put the artificial intelligence to it, and it's just like, wow, didn't know
that. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And you're saying we'll be able to pull in oil analysis data, all this process related data, all that stuff into this as well.
Yeah, and that was the intent, knowing that that in the real world, not everything is connected.
Yep.
Right. So what we're trying to do is create environments where all those disparate systems can be brought together and aggregated into, let's say, a similar data lake or in a place where we can analyze data holistically.
Excellent. That's going to be interesting. It's going to be a game changer, I think, especially the way it's connected to everything you already have.
Yeah, we're excited. I think when people see what Fluke is doing over the next 6 to 12 months, it's going to be an absolute game changer.
Well, I'll be down there at the conference, so I'm looking forward to seeing this, seeing some dashboards, seeing some examples of it.
Yep.
Definitely interested, because I've been asked numerous times this week, is there a platform where I can plug in my vibration, my thermography, my ultrasound, my oil analysis data into one thing, because I'm sick of logging into 18 different platforms.
All right.
There we go. Solving the problem, making it easy for the guy on the floor or the first line supervisor or whoever it is to use the data that we have.
Right. I think the other thing that's important to talk about too, James, is the fact that that Fluke is playing a very agnostic role, right? So we recognize we have competitors. We recognize that there are other CMMSs in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And so we're also building for those as well.
Excellent.
So we're making it so that systems that aren't Fluke are able to join this network that we're creating.
So they might have some Fluke products. They may have some other products, but recognizing that, let's make sure we can leverage all that data together and deliver the most value to the end user.
That's right.
Perfect. That's right. Well, is there anything we didn't cover on Fluke Connect, Working Man's IoT you want to make sure we hit on?
No, I think we talked about a lot of the things that are upcoming. The one thing about our industry right now is we're just not static. We're not static at all.
No.
Matter of fact, a lot of the things that are coming into fruition today, we've been asking for 30 years, right? We saw it. It was expensive. It was kludgy. The technology wasn't quite there. But we've been asking for it for a long time. And today, the technology is there. Now it's just a matter of time of bringing all this together, connecting devices. And, while it's a trendy term, IoT has been the absolute driver for it.
Yep.
It gives us a mechanism to encourage devices coming together and being able to get more and more efficient and in all of our practices.
Yeah, absolutely.
Across the industry.
Well, what is the one thing you want our listeners to take away from this conversation today?
If I was to narrow it down to one thing, the hardest thing is sitting someone down and kind of walking them through this, because when you do talk about IoT, it's a complex conversation, right?
Yes.
Matter of fact, I'd love to keep the IT guys out of the conversation if I could, because they start talking about the bits and the bytes and cybersecurity and all these other crazy things. When we have teams that are building that for us, and so we get into the very complex systems like the federal systems and like the life sciences systems,
yes,
and the aerospace and, you know, all those systems that are highly regulated and complex. Our job as Fluke, as a company that's connecting these devices, our job is to make sure that they're secure, make sure that they have powerful systems,
yep,
on the backside. What we want to make sure is that people feel the ease of the system on the front side, and so that they can actually go perform their job and let us handle the complex IT side of it.
Good. Very good. So yeah, IT can run down some rabbit holes on these things.
Absolutely.
And nothing ever gets done then.
Yep.
Well, Kevin, I want to thank you for taking the time today. Where can people find more out about Fluke Connect, Fluke Connect 2, all these things we're talking about?
The easiest place for them to go, obviously you can go to fluke.com, but the easiest and the most direct information is excelix.com. That's okay. Excelix, A-C-C-E-L-I-X.com.
All right. I'll make sure to put links to those in the show notes so people can click right through. And I want to thank you for taking the time today to have this conversation.
Great. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks.
I would like to thank you for listening and remind you that you can always find out more on maintenance, reliability, and asset management at www.iridicio.com and by following our blog. The Rooted in Reliability podcast is a proud member of the Reliability.fm network. I'd like to ask you to please rate and review this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. It ensures the podcast stays relevant and is easy to find by like-minded professionals. It is only with your ratings and reviews that the Rooted in Reliability podcast can continue to grow. I thank you for providing this small but critical support. We'll see you next week when we dive into another burning topic with Rooted in Reliability, your plant performance podcast.